This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Amazon is a company that does pretty much everything these days. That includes lending money to the small businesses that sell their products through the site. And it's lending more than ever recently with $1 billion in loans over the past year. Amazon makes money on the interest payments, of course, but it also gets a slice of the extra sales those loans help generate. So what's in it for borrowers? Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Peter Pajitnov's stock of about 15,000 specialty light bulbs is currently sitting in an Amazon warehouse. His business, Bulb Nanny, does $250,000 in sales each year, mostly on Amazon. A few years ago, Amazon asked Pajitnov if he wanted to borrow money from the company, too.
They knew exactly how much I was withdrawing every 2 weeks through their system, and their amount that they offered me was very much based on those volumes.
He borrowed $1,000 and eventually the $19,000 he needed to buy out a competitor. The loan application was a page long.
It took less than a minute, probably, to finally pull the trigger and get it, and it was as easy as that.
Bulb Nanny is one of more than 20,000 small businesses that have borrowed from Amazon. A company spokesman highlighted the program in a 2014 video.
Instead of going to a bank, having interviews, audited financial statements, a three-week process, and then getting, you know, only a small fraction of people get approved, our process is literally three fields and three clicks.
Amazon has a lot of real-time data on its sellers' businesses. Gil Luria at D.A. Davidson says that's a huge advantage.
That gives them a lot of very good information about who to lend money to and where they will get the best return on that.
Amazon's loan program is invite-only, so the company can cherry-pick borrowers. Amazon collects interest on those loans.
They also get the benefit of sellers being able to sell more on Amazon.
Still, Luria says it's always risky to lend money to small businesses.
The rates that Amazon charges are quite high, and that's because of that risk.
Peter Pajitnov was charged between 12 and 14% interest on his loans. That's one reason he says Bulb Nanny hasn't borrowed from Amazon since. Another reason?
All of my inventory sitting at the warehouse would have been at risk for pretty much instant repossession if they needed to go after me.
Pajitnov says for now, he'll use his business credit cards for capital. And Amazon for everything else. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.